going to begin this week's call and head down to Akron and be joined by Zips head coach Tom Arth. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday with the 35-7 loss to Detroit. When getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, you know, there were some good things, some real positives. There was some growth, I think. You know, in terms offensively, I thought we ran the ball much better. I mean, the statistically, you know, it doesn't really show up in the stat sheet. But, you know, we ran the ball pretty efficiently, you know, all afternoon. And that was good to see from our team. That's been an area that we've really struggled in all season long. So that was positive. Again, created, you know, some explosive plays and had some opportunities and unfortunately just, you know, misfired, you know, on a couple and, you know, had a unfortunate false start, you know, on a great drive to start the second half, you know, down inside the five. So just some things like that that, again, we're still trying to work through and clean up. Defensively, thought that, you know, we really forced them into a number of third and longs. We didn't give up explosive plays, which they're a team that's really, you know, thrived on explosive plays all season. And, you know, unfortunately for us, we didn't do as well on third down. We gave up some third downs, and our red zone defense wasn't as sharp as it has been, you know, in the first few weeks of the season. Special teams I thought was outstanding. I thought 2 weeks in a row, I thought we played really well in the kicking game. I thought our punter, Jonah Wieland, had an outstanding game. I think he averaged over 46 yards per punt, had a few over 50, you know, pinned them down, you know, inside their 20 multiple times, inside the five once. So, you know, there were some positives. There was definitely some progress, definitely some growth. And, you know, for us, it's just, you know, continuing to come back week in and week out and, you know, addressing the things that we can do better as coaches, as players, and, you know, really putting our mindset, you know, into, you know, not just, you know, kind of identifying those things, but then what is it going to take to improve in those areas. So that's, you know, that's our plan. And as we're meeting with the team, you know, this morning and reviewing the game and as we get ready for our upcoming opponent this weekend.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Arth and all of our coaches throughout today's call. That's one of the challenges you have as a first-year head coach with the program, really, is going through these building steps in expressing the positives in tough outcomes, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, it is a challenge, and you know, we just talked about it in our, you know, in our team meeting. It's like, hey, it's, you know, it's you know, it's tough because, you know, you feel, you know, you're 0-4 and it is what it is, and that's your record and you have to own that. And it's really easy to, you know, kind of question, okay, are we good enough? Are we doing the right things? You know, you question yourself as a player, you question yourself as a coach. And, you know, I think in those times you got to really take a step back and say, okay, well, you know, the record is what it is, but like, what are the things, what are the positive things? What are the great things that we're doing? And are those things that we feel are important to building a successful program? And I think that, you know, absolutely, as we look at our program and what we're doing, the positive things are foundational to us. And that gives us, you know, a lot of hope and a lot of encouragement for, you know, for what, you know, we're going to be able to, you know, how we're going to continue to be able to improve throughout this season and beyond.
And you transition, obviously, with another opportunity on Saturday as you travel to UMass. When you take a look at film of the Minutemen, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you offensively and defensively.
Well, you know, I think, you know, both, you know, similar, going through some similar things as programs. And, you know, I think that, you know, they do a great job. They're coached really well on both sides of the ball. You know, we know, you know, some of the, you know, the coaches on that staff and, you know, kind of the places that they've been. And, you know, certainly their D coordinator spent a lot of time at Alabama. And, you know, we all know how they play defense, you know, in Tuscaloosa. So, you know, they present some real, you know, some tough challenges schematically, you know, with how they play. And offensively, they're an up-tempo team. They'll do, you know, they'll give you a lot of different formations that you know, that really stress your rules, that stress, you know, kind of how you play, especially in the run-pass option world. So, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us. You know, it's a road game, and, you know, our team's excited to, you know, to get back to work this week and prepare for UMass.
Talk about the offensive side element for you with regards to really getting the ground game going and really helping kind of ease that overall flow for your offense. Just talk about the what you're looking to achieve this week with perhaps the focus on the running game.
Well, you know, I think we have to continue, you know, continue some of the improvements that we made, you know, in that aspect. I think this past weekend we had three explosive runs that were our first explosive runs of the season, not coming from our quarterback, you know, in a scramble situation. So that was really positive. And, you know, we're still taking, you know, we still have some negative runs, you know, that affect us and put us in some long down and distance situations. But overall, I thought we ran the ball with effectiveness, and it allowed us to be in some more manageable third downs than we've been in the past. And, you know, we converted some of them. We didn't convert enough of them. You know, we left some opportunities out there on some third and fours and third and fives where we really feel like if we can get to that down and distance where we have a chance to be really successful. And, you know, we just didn't execute as well as we're capable of there. So, you know, we have to keep focusing, keep emphasizing the running attack and keep practicing and working on those skills that it takes to be successful in that area. And, you know, that's going to help our team overall, not just our offense.
And specifically from the quarterback side with Cato Nelson, 15 of 29 passing, 200 yards and one TD. Talk about his play so far and specifically against Troy.
You know, I thought Cato, you know, he did some really good things on Saturday. You know, I've seen growth in Cato, you know, each week. And I thought last week there's some plays in there where you look at and you say, wow, you know, that is a great play, a great quarterback play, you know, not just a great athletic play or a great, you know, football player play, but just a great play from a quarterback. And there were a couple plays where Cato, you know, stood in the pocket, you know, it was tight, you know, people, you know, bodies all around his feet and, you know, kind of in his throwing lane. And he went through and got all the way back to number three and number four in his progression and, you know, delivered a strike. Accurate pass, you know, with, you know, a lot happening around him. That was really exciting to me, to see that growth and to see that development. And those are the things that we've seen at practice with Cato and, you know, haven't quite seen translate into the competition of the game. And this past Saturday was really the first time where you saw that at a consistent level, you know, throughout the entirety of the game.
Well, Tom, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for UMass. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. Again, for Akron, coming off 35-7 loss to Troy in that contest, defensive back Alvin Davis led with a career-high 17 tackles defensively for the Zips in that contest. For Akron, they will be on the road this coming Saturday, September 28th, at UMass, that game at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Flow Sports and NESN.